So I was watching SpongeBob SpongePants today. I mean,
SpongeBob SquarePants.
What did I say?
Square Bob's. I don't know.
That's disgusting. SpongePants. Ew, who wants sponge pants?
Yeah, Lauren had sponge pants today.
Okay, enough, enough! Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down, I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning, radio on demand, it's all right. Today we're gonna talk about hugs at work and why they should never happen. Also, what else we got?
Nothing.
That's it?
That's it.
Man, boring show. We'll talk about plants.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
How rude.
What? I didn't say anything.
Say my plants are boring.
I didn't say your plants were boring. There's nothing boring about your plants.
Mm-hmm.
You have very pretty plants.
Yes. Well.
What?
It wasn't until I overwatered it. Until I drowned the poor thing.
Oh, plants.
Oh.
Need to enunciate.
Yeah.
So,
no hugging at work.
Yeah. What's up
your
with
work
that?
Or my work?
Okay, your work, but there's hugging. There's
okay.
hugging all
Lots
day.
Lots of hugging at my okay. work.
Let's qualify this with office work.
The business world.
Sure.
Yes.
And people you're not related to working there.
Yes.
Brad and Amy work together. So
so they
hugging
can hug.
There.
Yeah.
But
it's really not a problem. We hugged and we weren't related when we worked together.
Yeah.
Look
exactly.
where that got us.
Right. So this woman, took a voluntary retirement or RIF. They call them RIF. It's a reduction in force. So it's like they're like going to lay off people. But before they lay off anybody, they go, anybody want to leave?
And then they give you a package
you raise
deal
your hand.
And all that.
Yeah. You raise your hand. You get the package whether you anyway. But it, the point is that you raise your hand and say, yeah, I'll go. I'll get out of here. And there's a couple of advantages to raising your hand versus getting picked. But nevertheless, she raised her hand and said, I want to leave. And she'd been there for a long time. So she got a good package and everything. And she left, which is great. And we said goodbye. We had a little meal, you know, that we had in her honor for the many years of service that she'd put in.
Like 30, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
she'd
all
been
of
there,
them.
She'd been
yeah.
there way through GE like, and GTE.
It was back when they had like a tin can at one end of the country and a tin can at the other end of the country. She was in the middle holding the string up.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was her job.
And so so we had that and we said goodbye and everything was good. And, mm-hmm. and then a little while later... she called me and she said, I've got a new printer and you need to come here and help me put it together, put the printer up. So I'd never been to her house.
Now, have you talked about this person before? I mean, do people know that you're the only person in the entire office who can tolerate
That's
her?
That's not true. There's other women around the company that think a lot of her.
Okay. But all the men can't
no,
stand her.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much.
And you're the only man, and all the men will send you for them to handle her because you're the only one who can handle her, right?
Sort of. That's
yes.
sort of true, but
Brad
it goes both
gift.
Ways. It goes both ways because she can hardly stand anybody else either. So.
But she can stand you.
She usually stands me okay.
Usually.
Yeah. Yeah. She's been mad at me a couple of times. So,
but so the point is that if anything ever happened at the office,
I gave her the puppy dog eyes and she forgives me.
She always called Brad, no matter what it was.
No matter
even
what.
If it had, he maybe had nothing to do with anything, any reason of why she would even be calling him, she called him.
Yeah. Which you'll see in later on in this story. So she calls me and she wants me to come to her
you
house.
You don't think it's inappropriate that she called you to come to her house to fix her printer, which you is not your job.
It's not even close to my job.
What?
She doesn't even live close to my job.
Don't you have a printer repair person at Circuit City you could call?
Well, she says she couldn't figure out how to hook it up, right?
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking she can't figure out how to hook it up, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I get Charlie to go with me because I'm uncomfortable going to another woman's house in the middle of the day.
Right.
I mean, me
weird.
And this woman, you know, there's no possibility of, unless
no.
she hit me in the head with a brick or something, that anything was going to happen. But nevertheless, it's just appropriate to take a chaperone. You just don't go alone. That's
right.
just, to me, that's just appropriate. And I even try not to go to lunch, you know, with,
yeah.
you know, unless there's some, you know, unless there's three. But
The point is, I went and I took my buddy with me, Charlie. Everybody knows Chaz. Mm-hmm. And we went over there. And I think we've done this on a show before, actually. But anyway, the point is, we go over there and the printer's not even out of the box yet. She didn't even open. I mean, the tape's not even broke on the top of the box. The seal isn't broken.
So fact, she wants
the box
completely...
is still in the sack with the receipt. So I had to, yeah, I hook up the printer. It doesn't take very long.
Okay, so anyway.
That has nothing to do with the story.
Yeah.
The story is that today, but the point is,
the
is
day
that it happened, is that she wanted me to help her buy a router because she got a job back with the company.
Back with Verizon.
Right, back with Verizon.
But not as an employee. She was working as a contractor.
Contractor, it doesn't matter. So I take Sam, and we go to help her buy a router.
Okay.
And so we meet her at Fry's over by where we work. And she's standing out front waiting on us, and we pull up, and we drive up. And
what happened?
I don't know. My screen just went black. It's very disconcerting. I think everything's still okay. So we make sure I'm plugged up here. Yeah, I'm plugged up. Okay. So we walk up and she hugs me.
Hugs
now,
you.
Now, this isn't at work, right?
Uh-huh. This is at Fry's.
This is at Fry's. But still, I'm hugging a work person. This is not a person. This is not a spiritual person. This isn't a church person. This is not a family person. This is not an acquaintance person. This is a work person.
Mm-hmm.
Work people don't hug.
No, they don't. It's not hugging.
So, especially not at work. Now, you go to the bar, you have a few drinks, there's going to be hugging. But that's different, right? That's an exception.
Okay.
So, we don't do that anymore. But, I mean, it happens. I'm saying it happens.
Yes.
So...
what are you saying?
So then she hugged Sam. And then Sam looked at me the same way I looked at Sam when she hugged me. Okay. So we go in, we buy the router. Okay, that's no big deal. Now we get to today. Today, the day that we're recording this, not the day you're listening to this, but does that matter? No.
No.
Today she calls me and she says, I'm in the building down here getting my new security card, security
pass.
It's very
exciting.
Because she works in a different building. So she says, come down and meet and see me.
Why?
I don't know why. She didn't tell me why.
Oh, she just said, come see me because I want to say hi.
But she's got me trained so that I got up and went down. Why? I don't know.
You just got up and went.
I just went. So I went down there. And now we're at work.
Right.
Hi, Bradley. Or Bradingly. Hi, Bradingly.
That's Big what hug. She calls you?
Yeah, Bradingly. Big hug. I'm like, yeah, I'm not comfortable hugging you at work. I mean, we're at work. Okay, well, this is not over. The story is not even over. So then there's this other person who didn't raise their hand.
Right.
To get gone.
Right.
Instead, this person got picked.
Okay.
You know, it's like you raise your hand to be picked or you get picked. Right.
Right. So she got picked.
She got picked. And so she was very upset because she didn't really want to go.
Okay.
Well, she was back at work today. And
I thought she was escorted out of the building.
Well, that's what I thought too. When you're picked, you're usually escorted out of the building.
Okay.
If you raise your hand, you're usually allowed to get your stuff together and train somebody else and stick around for a couple of weeks and then, you know, have your parties and go. But if you get picked, you have to leave. That's what I thought. But evidently that's up to their supervisor.
Oh, okay.
And how dangerous they are to actually do something mean or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, so she's back at work today, gathering her stuff together and doing that kind of thing.
Okay.
And she comes over, and I'm standing in my boss's office. That's not a metaphor for anything. I'm actually standing in my boss's office, okay? And she walks up, and she says, hi, I guess you heard. And I was like, yeah, what are you doing here? And I was like, no, I said, yeah, I'm sorry. And she's like, it's okay. And she leans over and hugs me. I don't even like this person. I love them in Christ, and I happen to know she's saved and goes to church, and I'm happy for her. But I don't even like her. And she's hugging me, and she looks over at my boss, who is looking at me going, you poor man. And she says, I'm going to the shrink now. I'm sorry about Friday. Bye. And she walks away. And I'm like, what on earth's going on here?
What are y'all hugging me for?
Why are people hugging me?
They all want you. You've been saying it for years.
Okay, stop right there. So.
You hugged me at work.
That's a different story. So my boss looks at me and I said, what is going on? And he says, well, she lost it on Friday. She had like a breakdown because she's got a lot going on in her life. I feel really bad for her. I said, I do too. Would you like a hug? I'm passing them out for free. So he stood up and he hugged me. No, he didn't. So he did laugh though. And I just wanted to go over the rules with at least everybody who's listening to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not related and you're at work and it's a business situation and you don't on a foot and you're not working on a football team. I mean, if you're in an office, right, and you're not related to the person, don't hug. There's no hugging.
There's no hugging. Even if you've been friends for 20 years.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
There's no hugging.
That's right. There's no hugging.
Okay. But you hugged me.
I thought there may be a time lapse on the situation. So I asked Brad T on the way home. Brad T has been at his job for 32 years, literally 32 years.
Okay.
And so he's seen a lot of people over the years leave the company.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually met some of these people who've left the company, you know, outside of the company.
Right, right.
And I said, when is it appropriate or inappropriate to hug? And he just looked at me and said, there's no hugging.
There's no hugging.
There's no hugging business people. Those are your business associates. You don't hug. That's inappropriate. You can get sued for that. I'm like, well, that's what I thought.
But they hugged you.
There's no touching.
But they hugged you.
Okay, so can I sue?
I suppose.
I feel violated.
Okay.
My space has been violated.
Your space has been violated.
My personal body has been touched by other people's bodies on purpose.
You used to hug Reese.
For the intent she of was an emotional...
She was a work person. You hugged Reese. You hugged Michelle. And what about all these people that are our friends that you hugged?
We went out and partied together. That was completely different. We kept each other out of prison, for goodness' sake.
There was no prison.
There were days this person drive, there would have been prison time.
Oh, well, that's true. But you hugged all of them and we worked with them. It was like a big, happy family.
No, but yeah, I know, but that's different. We were friends outside of work.
Okay.
And we didn't hug.
That's different.
And we didn't hug. Even then, we didn't hug at work.
There's no hugging at work, no.
Me and you didn't even hug at work that anybody knew about.
That anybody, yeah. Elevator.
In the elevator on the way. That's different. And that was even after hours. So I'm just saying there was no hugging in business proper. Okay?
Okay.
So we all need to get this straight. I think we're all good about this now.
But did you explain?
No freaking hugging people! Sorry. I had to let that out.
So
I feel better now.
Did you tell them? Did you tell Alan you need to have a meeting? About how there should be no hugging.
I may do this.
Yeah.
This may be an appropriate.
Have Alan do a memo.
Appropriate thing.
Email.
To do.
Send out an email.
There's no hugging at work. Corporate policy, people. Read the corporate policy. It says that physical contact. I read this. It said physical contact with the intent of gaining personal or emotional benefits. I think is what the word it was. Is strictly prohibited.
So every time that she hugs you, she's trying to get her printer fixed, her modem fixed.
She didn't hug me for the
router fixed.
She didn't hug me for the printer. I don't know. That wasn't worth a hug, I guess.
Huh?
This hugging just started when she came back to work.
It's strange. She must have missed you a lot. She really missed you.
You like torturing me with this stuff, don't you? You just enjoy it a little bit. There's some part of you.
I do.
That enjoys torturing me about this because you're not even jealous in the least.
No.
You're not concerned.
I know these people. I don't have any reason to be jealous.
This is true. All right.
It's not like, you know, there's some hot young chick.
Now, wait, you're insulting these people. What if they listen to the show? They're going to be insulted. That's not nice. You shouldn't insult them.
I'm not insulting them.
You referenced their appearance.
No, I didn't. I wasn't referencing their appearance. I don't know what they look like.
You said they're not hot young.
I have never seen them, what they look like. I've never met them.
How do you
them.
Know they're not hot young? They may very well be hot young.
Because you've explained them to me. So that's your fault, not mine, mister.
Yeah, they're not hot young.
Okay, then.
Not even hot old.
Put it off on me.
Unless they're having a heat flash. Maybe they may be hot old. Anyway.
So there's no hugging at work.
Let me check. Let's see. I wrote this down somewhere. Oh yeah, right here it is. No hugging at work. Okay. Bye, Oscar. Do you want me to check again?
Pardon me?
Do you want me to check again?
No.
You think we got it?
I think it's good. Come here. Come here. Let me give you a hug.
Oh, I'll hug you at work. Oh, yeah.
Give me a hug. Oh.
I feel better. There's hugging on podcasts.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, that's okay. Sure. Me and Charlie hugged every podcast.
You did?
Not every podcast.
Oh, yeah. You hugged when you left. Yeah, I know. I saw that.
Me and Charlie are big huggers. That's the thing. I'm a big hugger person. I am a hugging person. Yeah. I am the best hug. I hug men. I'm a man hugger.
But you only hug people that you have. I'm not a tree
hugger.
Love.
I'm not a tree hugger.
That's funny. Lauren today was out in the yard.
Yes.
And she ran up to the tree.
And said, hugged the tree.
I hug tree.
Hug tree. Oh, it's April. We have to go.
Oh, I got
to
go. Vayas con Dios.
Vayas con Dios, everybody. No. April.
Coupon squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.